starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. Morning in the Burns home, and George has just come down to breakfast.
How about a little food, Dan?
All right, George, but first there's something I'd like to ask you.
What?
Well, our radio show goes on this evening, and my club, the Beverly Hills Uplift Society, would like to take it over.
Oh, no. You sneaked those Zanes on our program last week, and they set radio back 50 years.
That's not fair, George. We simply made a few changes.
Some program. Everybody's laughing at me.
Well, see, that's one of the changes we made.
Forget it.
But, George, the girls are simply dying to get on the air.
And let them fly around with the other bag. That's my program, and it's going to stay my program.
Well, of course it is. We'll be on it, but you'll direct the whole thing.
Direct it?
Yes, because that takes brains, and you're the brainy one in our family. So I compare to you, I'm only brilliant.
That's very flattering.
Look, your darling little head just bulges with brains.
Look,
That's what makes your ears stick out that way.
Thanks for the explanation.
Oh,
but...
love being the director, George. We'll get you a chair with your name on it.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Well, you're supposed to sit in it. Of course, a man as clever as you may have a better idea.
Sure.
And we'll get you a lovely desk with 10 telephones on it.
10 telephones?
Well, yes. A great executive needs at least 10.
Yes, it's convenient.
Yes. And the best feature is that you never come to the studio. You stay right here at home.
How could I direct the program from here?
You're a genius, George. You'll figure out a way.
Gracie, the Beverly Hills Uplift Society is not taking over my program.
Oh, be progressive, George. Sooner or later, women are going to take over radio. And you can start the movement.
Nothing doing.
But your name will go down in history. People will always speak of you as that progressive George Burns. That clever progressive George Burns. That brilliant clever progressive George Burns. Dynamic? Scintillating? No program.
No program, no. And not only do I want those things kept off my program, but I don't want you to keep... I don't want them in the house.
Oh, yes, dear.
Every time they meet here, they come into the kitchen before I awake and gobble up all the bacon and eggs.
Yes, dear.
And now I'm ready for my breakfast.
Yes. What would you like?
Bacon and eggs and a piece of toast.
I'll get you a piece of toast.
You mean...
They're in the den.
Well, get those dames out or I'll throw them out.
You can't, George. Meredith Wilson rents the den, and he said we could meet there.
Yeah. The poor jerk lets them meet in his room because they laugh at his terrible jokes. Why, you women even took him into your club.
It was perfectly legitimate. We made him an honorary woman.
Okay, you run along and break that meeting up as soon as you can. I'll fix my toast and have a piece of cheese with it.
Oh, that reminds me, dear. Our new member, Madame De Silva, doesn't like bacon and eggs.
Don't tell me she ate
the cheese. Yeah. Well, I'll see you later, dear. Quiet, please.
Well, Gracie, did you talk George into staying home so we could take over the program again?
Well, no, girls. I'm sorry to report that Plan A, making him think he was an intelligent director, didn't work.
Oh, dear.
Unfortunately, he was a little too smart to believe that he was intelligent.
What a shame. And we had such a cultural half hour all prepared.
Yes. I was going to sing 30 or 40 songs. Well, fellow members, I guess it's up to me to clear away the gloom with a little joke. I got a fipperoo about brides, if somebody would care to mention the subject of brides.
Your turn, Madam De Silva.
Very well. Many years ago, I was a bride.
Ha! Speaking of brides. I am reminded of the recently married gentleman who said to his bride, "Sweetheart, there is something wrong with this pudding you have prepared for me." Whereupon the perplexed bride responded, "There can't be. The cookbook says it's perfectly delicious."
Is that the finish, Madam?
Yeah.
All right, girls, let's show our appreciation.
See, I knew it was a pepperoo.
Say, girls, there must be some way to keep George out of the studio this evening so we can put on our show. Plan A was a failure, so let's get to work on Plan B. Any suggestions?
We might give him something to make him dopey. Nature beat us to that one.
Any other suggestions?
Well, I don't know.
All right, girls, then it's settled. Plan B will definitely be the bathtub plan.
Well, hello, Uplifter.
Oh, hello.
Say, George says you girls are trying to get him off the radio program again. How come?
We don't want any men on the program.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You can't get rid of me, you know. I represent the sponsor. You can't go on the air without me.
Say, that's right. How can we get around it?
Well, there's only one way. We'll have to make Bill an honorary woman, too. Then he can join our club.
Oh, no. I don't want to be a woman. Not me.
But women have lots of fun, Bill. Don't the women who go out with you have fun?
Well, sure, but that's just it. If I'm a woman, I won't be able to take myself out. And if I can't go out with me, what's the fun of being a woman?
Oh, Bill, won't you change your mind?
You like being a woman.
Sure you will.
Ah, come on, be a woman.
Yeah, join us, Bill. Speaking as one who has just recently become an honorary woman, I can recommend it.
You can, Meredith?
Oh, yes. As you know, I used to be very shy and bashful around women.
Yeah.
But after 1 week of being around the Uplifters, other women don't frighten me at all.
That I can understand.
But then you refuse to become an honorary woman? You won't join our team?
Well, no, Gracie. If I join your team, it'll spoil all my scrimmaging.
Very well. Blanche, as vice president in charge of blackmail, can you dig up a little persuader out of your file?
Oh, I think I have some interesting data on Mr. Goodwin.
Oh, no, not that again.
Here we are, December 10th. Bill Goodwin gave an engagement ring to a beautiful redhead named Patricia Ryan.
Oh, so that's her last name. I wondered about
that. On that same day, Bill Goodwin also gave engagement rings to the following girls. Elizabeth Jones, Florence Riley, Meredith Stahl, Natalie Galen, Ruth Henning, and Geraldine Bogio.
Now, wait a minute. If those girls find out that I have more than one fiancé, I'll be in hot water.
Hand me the phone, Blanche. I'll light the fire.
Oh, have a heart, Gracie. Natalie Galen's father's a big game hunter. He'll shoot me.
Don't worry. You look very fetching on the wall of his den.
Yes, you'll be the first Hollywood wolf ever stuck.
Okay, you got me. I'll join your club.
Uh-huh, that's a good boy. You like being a woman, Bill.
Oh, yes. You're also sweet and gentle and kind.
Yes. Now, here's a copy of the Beverly Hills Uplift Society Oath of Allegiance. Raise your right hand and read it.
Holy smoke, this is going to change my whole life. On my honor, I do solemnly swear that henceforth women will come first with me. This is going to be as big a change as I thought.
Please, madam, this is a solemn occasion. Read on.
I do hereby agree to share with my sister members of the club any and all treasures, such as my beauty secrets, silk undies, and pre-war girdles. Oh, now, wait a minute, Gracie. I don't have to swear to that, do I?
Well, no, I guess not.
Well, that's good. I don't mind sharing the beauty secrets, but I'm running awful low on the other two.
Read on.
And I hereby declare that my great objective in life shall be that of every woman. Oh, no, I can't read this.
Hand me the phone, Glenn.
Okay. My great objective in life shall be that of every woman, motherhood.
Congratulations, Bill, old man. Old girl.
Well, now that Bill is a full-fledged member of the Beverly Hills Upland Society, he can help us put across Plan B.
What's Plan B?
That's our next plan, to keep George from showing up at the radio broadcast so we can take it over.
Yes, under Plan B, George winds up in the bathtub and all his clothes are gone.
Oh, but that's a low, mean trick, Gracie. That's underhanded stuff. Surely we wouldn't do a thing like that.
He hasn't been a woman very long, has he?
Let's go back to the Burns home, where Plan B, to keep George off the radio program, is being launched by Gracie. Under this plan, she gets George into the bathtub to swipe his clothes. Now, personally, I don't see how she's going to do it, but you know Gracie.
So, won't you come into the den and sing for the girls, George? They're waiting to hear your glorious voice.
Are you sure this isn't a trick to get me off the program?
Get you off the program? Why, we want you to sing for the entire half hour.
I thought you wanted to broadcast culture.
We do, and what could be more culture than your voice? Well, you give the world a pearl of melody every time you open the oyster of your mouth.
Well...
Come on, darling. The girls are waiting to hear you sing.
Okay, I'll give them a little fill.
Here he is, gal. The Nightingale of Beverly Hills. Your throat burns.
Any special requests?
Singing, Mr. Haven. I'm sure all the girls will swoon when they hear that. Won't you, girl?
Okay. Ain't Mr. Haven. Wait a minute. I wasn't singing yet.
And now for his next number, Mr. Haven. We'll sing something which I know will be especially thrilling to our own classical singer, Madame de Silva. Schottenbread.
Well, I haven't even started Ain't Misbehaving.
Schottenbread for Madame de Silva.
Mammy's little baby loves Schottenbread. Mammy's little baby loves Schottenbread. Mammy's... Mammy's little baby loves
Schottenbread. Control your ecstasy.
That was not ecstasy.
What?
It was joy, dear. That's much louder than ecstasy. But you are better than Nelson Eddy.
You really think so?
Oh, certainly. And much more convincing. Why, when you sang Shortening Bread, I could actually smell it.
The same goes for Aunt Misbehaving. Gracie, how does this get him into the bathtub so he can grab his clothes?
Well, you'll see. Yes, girls, my husband was magnificent, but you haven't heard anything until you hear him sing in the bathtub.
I see.
It's true, the bathtub seems to give my voice some added resonance and depth.
Yes. Oh, why don't you jump in now, darling?
Well, I've had one bath today, but I like baths.
Oh, good.
I guess I'm just the caveman type. Makes me feel so good to get rid of my clothes for a while.
Yes. Well, this bath is going to keep you happy for a long time.
Okay. Now listen closely, girls. I made it a high thing.
Oh, okay, girls. Our objective is in sight. As soon as he gets into the tub, we'll get all his clothes. Glad, you take his other suits from the closet.
All right.
And, Clara, you take his shirts and ties.
Okay.
And, Madame Silver, you bring his shoes and socks.
Well, Gracie, what if he wraps a towel around himself and chases it?
Oh, don't worry. There isn't a towel in the house that'll go all the way around yours. Now, hurry, we'll meet at Bill Goodwin's house in 5 minutes.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Burns. I've been ringing your door buzzer a long time. You look awfully old and tired today, Mrs. Burns.
I'm not Mrs. Burns, I'm Mr. Burns.
But you're wearing a dress.
I know I'm wearing a dress. That's all the clothes I could find.
My goodness, I didn't know the shortage of men's clothes was that bad.
Look, Mr.
I hope the returning servicemen won't have to wear dresses. The poor fellows won't know who's whistling at who.
You don't understand, Mr. Postman. I have clothes, but my wife took them.
Oh, I see.
She did it with the help of her club. I'd give anything to break it up.
I know how you feel. I finally broke up my wife's club.
You did? Oh.
She hit me too hard over the head with it.
I don't mean that kind of a club. I mean a collection of women called the Beverly Hills Uplift Society.
Oh, but why did they swipe your clothes?
They wanted to take over my radio program. Naturally, I can't do a broadcast in just my underwear.
You're right. Let's not kill television before it gets started.
Well, those dames haven't outsmarted me. I called NBC and told them not to let any women in my studio tonight.
A shrewd move.
Well, we can't let women... get the upper hand. We men are masters, and we're going to stay the masters.
Your dreams are getting better all the time.
Well, so long, Mr. Postman. See you later.
Goodbye, Mr. Burns.
What was that for?
That short dress shows your legs.
Not bad, huh?
I wish my wife had legs like yours.
Really?
Yes. Then when she got after me, I could run between them and escape. Well, goodbye, remember. Keep smiling.
Well, girls, are you all comfortable?
Oh, huh? Yes. Charming little place you have, Bill.
Oh, thank you.
I like the way your walls are simply covered with pictures. Oh, there must be hundreds of them.
Well, yes, Mrs. Morton, but they're not so good. I'm having some better ones taken next week.
Well, now that you're one of us, Bill, we can tell you that taking over George's program is only the beginning.
Really?
Yes. According to our plan, women will gradually take over all the programs.
No. Well, how can women fill the place of singers like Crosby and Sinatra and Haynes?
Oh, that's easy. The place taken by all three of them can be filled by Kate Smith alone.
You're so right. But you'll have to replace the classical singers, too, Gracie. What about John Charles Thomas?
We'll replace those three with the Andrews sisters.
Well, you're really crowding the men right out of the picture?
Yes, there'll only be one exception. Phil Spitalny's wife will be allowed to have an all-boy orchestra.
Well, I suppose that's only fair.
However, you mustn't think that our motives are purely selfish. When we take over radio, we will benefit less fortunate women.
How?
Well, the old maids of America will sponsor a quiz program for male contestants. If a man misses a question, he has to marry one of the sponsors.
And the questions won't be easy.
Isn't that a wonderful plan? We'll call the program Take It and Love It.
Wait a minute. Suppose the guy isn't happy with it.
Well, then he can tell his problem to Madam Anthony.
Well, we certainly have figured all the angles.
Yep, we're tired of it being a man's world.
When we women take over radio, it'll be run smoothly and efficiently. No quarrels, no jealousies, no dissension.
Sounds great.
Well, now, let's decide what each of us will do on the program this evening. Madame de Silva, what will you contribute?
I intend to sing the bell song from Lockney. Why don't you sing a song about the Liberty Bell, dear?
Why?
Would that suit my voice better?
Yes, it has a crack in it.
You tone-deaf ignoramus!
Item one, solo by Madame de Silva. Now, what will you consider, Clara?
Oh, I thought I'd give a talk on fashion trends. I design all my own clothes, you know.
Did you design that peculiar garment that you're wearing?
Yes, and what's peculiar about it?
It resembles a tent pitched by a very young boy scout.
Why, you jolly old bump.
Item two, fashion talk by Clara Battle. Now, what about you, Bland?
I'll give a Shakespearean recitation.
You?
Why not? When I was a girl, I learned everything Shakespeare wrote.
When you were a girl, he hadn't written much.
Why, you illiterate hillbilly.
Item three, Shakespearean recitation by Blanche Martin. Now, you see how smoothly we're getting things, Bill?
Yeah, fascinated, Greg.
Now, let's run through the opening.
Okay.
Bill, you read the announcement.
All right, Gracie. Presenting the Beverly Hills Uplift Society and radio's first all-woman program.
Oh, beautiful
lady. Oh, women of the world, arise. Let us shake off the chains of slavery and build a better world. A world in which there will be no men, just women and children. And now for this evening's first tidbit of culture. Here's Blanche Morton with a Shakespearean recitation.
The quality of mercy is not strange. It droppeth as a gentle rain from heaven. Upon the place beneath it is quite blessed. Who blesseth him that gives and him that takes is mightiest of the mightiest.
Just a minute, please, Mrs. Morton. Who would listen to that? Oh, come in.
Good afternoon, Mr. Goodwin. Here's your mail.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Postman. Say, I guess you're kind of surprised to find a dozen women in my house, huh?
Yes. That's not as many as usual.
Miss Postman, I don't suppose you saw anyone in my house.
Oh, I saw your husband, Mrs. Burns.
Well, how could that be? You couldn't see the tub from the front door.
Yes, I could. He's the one who opened it.
I mean, my husband was in the bathtub with no clothes.
Oh, he put on one of your dresses.
Oh, good night. George can't wear my dresses. Those shoulders are too narrow.
Really?
Certainly, the dresses slide right over them. Well, come on, girl. Let's get to the studio and do the broadcast.
Yes. Oh, just a moment, ladies. I'm afraid it's no use. Mr. Burns told NBC that no women were to be allowed in his studio tonight.
Oh, well, that does it. We might as well take George's clothes back. George's clothes. That's it. We'll put on his clothes and walk right in.
But, Gracie, even in a suit, my figure won't look like a man.
Well, we'll pad you a little, dearie.
Now, just a minute.
Girl, hurry and put on George's suit. We'll go into the studio as men.
Well, goodbye, girl, fellow, well, whatever you are. Keep smiling.
Now, look, Mr. Dorman. I know you've got orders not to let any women into Studio D. But I'm not a woman.
Beat it, sister.
Look, I got on my wife's dress because My clothes were stolen. I'm a man.
With them hips.
Honest, I'm George Burns.
Sure, and I'm Lawrence the Carl. You ain't crashing this gate, sister.
I tell you I'm George Burns, and if you don't let
me... Good evening, Mr. Dorman.
Oh, evening, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, Meredith, you're just in time. Oh, no. It's Gracie and the Uplifters. They're wearing my suit.
You really are screwy, sister.
Honest, all those men and women. The little fellow in the green suit is my wife.
These are the new members of my orchestra, Mr. Dorman. Mr. Morton?
Trombone.
Mr. Bagley?
Bass drum.
Mr. De Silva?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Allen?
Five organ.
Okay, gents, go right on through.
Tracy, you can't do this to me.
One side, madam. We have a program to do.
Well, listen.
Bill Goodwin speaking. This rebroadcast of the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.